Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio.
Thank you.
This is a special edition.
Candy Teeth Radio mixtape.
Candy Teeth Radio mixtape.
With director's commentary.
That's the best part. It's just like a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Candy Teeth style. So, we'll start out. We're just going to recap and like go over some of the old episodes that were near and dear to our hearts. To revisit these wonderful guests. Damn it, NPR's creeping in.
You can't help it.
So, we're going to start off with one of my favorite episodes.
Okay.
And we'll just cut back and forth. We got little bumpers we'll put in. Little Jeff bumpers. And then, we'll start with Larkin. Did I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of your very favorite episodes.
Yes. So, here, watch this.
Okay.
I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Let's give it a listen.
I'll be fucking honest.
Yeah.
Even in terms of subject matter, I am, like, severely repetitive.
Yeah.
Okay? I've got my favorites, man. I've got, my monsters, my rabbits. I love, painting rabbits.
Yep.
It's just a good time, man.
Dinosaurs are sneaking in.
Yep. Plenty of dinosaurs. You know what? I'm not afraid to be repetitive, man. It doesn't bother me. There was a time where I worked in all different media. I did like sculpture, I did pen and ink, I did, obviously I'm still with acrylic, did oils.
You were exploring.
Yeah, I was exploring. And you know what? It was a good time. And like, yeah. I think if anybody ever wants to stick to that, man, fucking, and, not get repetitive as I had, you're probably going to be a lot less boring than I am. I mean, fucking,
I don't know.
Well, here nor there, man.
Yeah. Fucking. Is Larkin boring?
I wouldn't think that would be anyone's description of him, probably.
That adjective never has came into my head when I think
like
of that guy.
That's like the opposite of, like, interesting.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, just looking at the paintings are one thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're just like, don't even know him as a person.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You see those paintings, you're like, damn. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you want to know who that is.
Interesting shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, you don't see that a lot. And then, you meet him, and he's a very distinctive gentleman.
Yeah, for sure. He's the only one.
If you've seen the photographs, and
we talk about some of his stuff, too, on here. And he talks about his style.
Oh, cool.
Let's get back to it.
See
what he's talking about. But, yeah, definitely interesting is more of a word.
Yeah, boring is definitely not the word to be using there.
Exploring, keep branching out. You're probably going to find, you're not going to really find anything new. There's nothing new under the sun.
But you might think you did. You get probably that feeling?
No, it's
like, you find the things that you like, though.
Listen, to all the artists out there, you probably think you're going to fucking make a huge impact on, culture and everything, but the truth is you're going to be a boring cunt for the rest of your life, like I am. So, sorry. There's that level of disappointment to fucking contend with, and once you get past that, you can make a couple of bucks, maybe pay your rent, probably not. You're going to live in mom's basement and fucking, yeah, you're going to, like, basically scribble your broken dreams on a fucking chalkboard and die alone. Very unhappy.
With no kind
secure
of
on the knowledge that no one ever loved you.
Jesus.
And that's a wrap. Okay, Larkin, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Fuck it. This really isn't me. It's the whiskey talking.
Wait a minute.
Nah, I'm just fucking around. This really is me.
You never know what he's telling you.
No.
He'll just flip-flop it on you.
He's good.
Yeah, he's a mystery.
Let's get back in here and see where this one takes us.
Okay.
I'm extremely repetitive, but I can use the same vocabulary to express different things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, for an example, alright, I'm too drunk for a really good example.
Fuck it, more whiskey!
More whiskey!
More whiskey!
There you go.
Death metal.
Quick!
Fuck, death metal whiskey. Voice. I wish I had
the singe.
For the singe.
For the singe. Good. The commercials are gonna get good.
It's like a fucking fucking Wayne's World up in here, man.
It's like, thank you.
Yes.
All right, fuck
finally
it.
Somebody said that.
I feel like I'm successful right now. Just because you said
that. Dude, that's Wayne's cool. World, that's awesome.
Yeah, you got it.
That's like a super huge compliment. We're coming after you, Wayne and Garth.
I want to see. Hold on, I need this. Yeah, we're coming to get you.
See, they're in some crazy mansions right now.
Yeah, probably. The funny thing is, I was just thinking, like, oh, who's Wayne and who's Garth? Obviously, you're Wayne.
Because of the hair?
Well, because I have the glasses and the, like, blondish hair.
Yeah.
And I'm actually wearing a plaid shirt, like, as we speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, like, dressed like Garth.
You're Garth, dude.
I know.
It's my Davenport. All right. Mm-hmm. There's just a little bit more of this little one. I think they talk about that.
Okay.
What?
Dude, so many episodes and no one's ever said that.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit. It's about fucking time.
We're dudes in a basement doing a show.
I know.
How would nobody say Wayne's World ever?
We don't have a Davenport.
Yeah, we need a Davenport.
We do need that. We need the Davenport, man.
Davenport?
Davenport. That's what they call it in that movie.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that's what my grandma used to call it.
Yep, that's what my grandma used to call it, too.
I'm like, what's she saying? And I was like, go sit on the couch.
Go sit on the couch?
Okay. You can sit on the Davenport.
Let's see what else. There's still more Larkin. There's one more Larkin.
One more?
Yeah.
We got a little clip from him. Who knows what this one is?
I think this is a good one. I think this is towards the end.
I think you pre-planned and found good ones. I think they're all going to be good ones.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't have to say that every time.
Huh? Oh, I don't.
They are good ones, though. All right. Let's just check it. It's in the right spot. I don't know what it's going to be.
All right.
I love Picasso's early work. That's when he was at his best.
Man. Yeah, lazy when his fucking name came in, man.
Dude.
Wow.
All he had to do was, like, fucking go get fucking depressed and fucking. I know. I sound like a fucking asshole.
Do you ever find that, though? Do you ever find that yourself?
Yeah.
Like, do you feed off your depression or your anger or anything like that with your art? Yeah. Like, do you go into art?
Dude, some of my best work is from fucking periods of that fucking time, man.
Yeah. That's how I feel. That's what I use it for. That's what I started. Like, in the beginning, that's what I started it as.
Well, I mean, like, if it's, like, really crippling, I can't work at all, man.
Right.
Just like,
if it goes too far.
Fuck,
yeah.
And I can, you know, I can't function, man. But
right.
I start to come back from that. And, you know, I can still feed off that negative energy and, you know,
yes.
Really make good shit.
That's cool.
Definitely some of my best work.
That's cool to hear.
Did you hear him get real quick?
Uh-huh.
That was good. So he went on a smoke break?
Yeah.
Hope everybody knows he smokes. And came back and we just started talking again. And I guess he didn't know it was recording.
I remember that.
And let's see what ensues.
Okay.
Well,
at least I got something from it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Well, it's like a power. I look at it as
it
a
is
power.
A fucking
like, I have my own power that
dude,
I can.
It's like a fucking superpower.
Yes.
Man.
No, for
yes.
Sure.
Dude, I fucking went through all this shit, man. Fucking, you know, I fucking cried myself to sleep when I could fucking sleep.
Right.
Now I'm back. And I'm gonna fucking put this to canvas.
Another layer.
Man. Yeah, exactly, man. This should have been the fucking interview.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, we're not still running, are we?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yes.
Oh, you bastards. Seriously?
We're dealing with sneaky right here.
I thought we were just like fucking having like a little fucking 2-on-1 here, man.
We were.
Nah. It's everything, and that was the best.
But we really were, though. I mean, it was still real.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Jeremy, you cunt. Now I feel like a fucking asshole. I like bared my soul.
Well, that's what another.
I thought we were just like fucking three dudes kind of talking. I didn't know that fucking thing was on. This is going to be fucking embarrassing, man.
Everything you said was good.
There was nothing bad that you said at all.
Yeah.
It's cool because.
When you hear that shit, you're going to be stoked.
The reason that you asked me that question is because
that's how he feels, and he wants to hear someone else, like, have their take on it, you know what I'm saying? And, like,
and you gave me the real answer.
It's real shit, awesome. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it was the real shit. I didn't come here for real shit.
I was supposed to be fucking around.
I was supposed to be.
That's how we got the title of that episode.
Uh-huh.
I didn't come here for real shit.
Well, sorry about that.
That was awesome. And so then we were drinking Singe whiskey.
Yes.
All night.
Which is, I didn't actually have any. So it's like cinnamon or something.
So yeah. It's hot. Yep. It's hot.
Right.
So me and Larkin were drinking it. But then he started getting tanked right at the end. It was like a perfectly timed. Everything worked perfectly on that episode, the timing of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was awesome. You gave him a ride home?
Yes.
You guys started a band on the way home?
Yeah, uh-huh. You know, I'm in his death metal band.
Nice. It was that easy? The podcast is awesome.
Yeah. We've never had a practice, though. I've never heard anything more about it, so hopefully he doesn't, like, have any shows lined up that I don't know about.
Oh, you gotta check in. Be like, so, hey, what's up with practice, man? Just,
you know, email us, Larkin, if
you might need to get
to band practice sometime.
You might need to get some more Singe. That might be what it was. You know what I'm saying? You might have to bring it back to that same level. You'd be like, it's practice time!
I'm also not sure what instrument I'm supposed to play.
Death metal.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
He likes music, man. You know,
music.
There's a part. Okay, I said that was the last clip of Larkin.
But you want one more?
I can't. I was trying to pass it up, but I can't.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite parts of his episode.
Well, I mean, if it's your favorite.
So just one more Larkin.
Audio tape when you were a kid.
Music?
Yeah, do you remember?
Yes.
Everybody does.
Sticks.
Sticks?
Sticks.
Whoa, you're cool. Never mind.
No, it's not cool, man.
It's supposed to be something like Kenny Rogers. Mine was Kenny Rogers. Come on.
There's nothing wrong with Kenny Rogers, man. No, mine was Sticks, man. Fucking, I used to sit there. Fucking, I would sing Come Sail Away on the fucking bus, man.
Yeah, no, hell yeah.
Everyone, man.
I'm sailing away.
That's my favorite.
Set an open course for the virgin sea.
Yes.
Cause I've got to be free.
Free for what?
Larkin.
Free to face a life that's ahead.
I was singing on the bus, man. They had to kick me off.
Like, hey, man, you can't sing that song in here. You gotta get off.
Fuck you, man. I'll walk home. Come sail away. Come sail away.
You spoiled the good part. Fuck you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Get out.
Gathering of angels.
Like it. Sticks, dude. See, I couldn't let that go.
No.
That was like one of my favorite parts of that. That whole episode, man. If you want to check out a good episode of the old Candy Teeth Radio.
CTR 46.
Mm-hmm.
Larkin.
Larkin, I didn't come here for real shit. One we're gonna go to is Justin Winter.
All right,
and I love this guy. He's like perfect for the podcast. He's a tattooist and an improv wizard.
Yeah, I don't know. He must have his own podcast by now, right?
I don't know. He's traveling all across the land now. He might be just in a car.
Seems like he can do a podcast from a car.
Yeah, I think he can. He was recording some stuff.
He could just be himself and be a Netflix
reality show. Superstar. Mm-hmm. He already is that. He just, they don't know it.
Yeah, I know.
Justin, man. Let's talk about this.
Contact Netflix if you can.
Yeah.
For sure.
We'll come here. We'll set it up. When I say improv wizard, this is what I mean. This guy has a huge beard. Mm-hmm. He has a tattoo that goes over his forehead and comes onto his face.
Yep.
That he did. He looks like a biker, kind of. It's like a biker dude, but he's not a biker dude.
Yeah.
But he looks like, he's like that style. Mm-hmm. Like, has a lumberjack shirt and, like...
Carhartts.
Carhartts, yeah. Black Carhartts.
Boots.
Definitely has boots. The buckle on it. Buckle on it. This is him in character.
I was fucking milking myself on the beach like a normal Monday, right? This fucking guy comes up to me, he fucking kicks a taco in my general direction. You know how I am about that. I have a meat substitute issue. It's gotta be pure. This fucking clearly ungrass-fed beef taco was just hurtling in my direction. I had sand in my ass. I'm feeling silly, chapped, chafed, all of the above. So I grab my knees and I just lift and I just shit. I just shit directly at him and while screaming, fuck your mother, 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 fuck your mother. I kept saying it over and over. It's like it wasn't coming from me.
What the fuck?
It's like it wasn't coming from me. That's all off the top. Remember they came in here?
This is like, you know, like, what'd you have for breakfast? And then it's like, this is like 5 minutes later we got to this.
Yeah. It was all like that the whole night.
Yes.
That one is crazy.
I don't know. His brain is so fast. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could do that.
I don't know.
It's like he knew the end of the story when he was telling at the beginning, but I know he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't. He was riding it. And it all connects and goes back in a circle and, like, does all the stuff you're supposed to do with storytelling. Really, he's just this dude that was outside in his truck taking a nap before he came in here. Watch this. Let's see. I think there's a little bit more of this one.
Okay.
That was a hard day.
That was it.
Wow, that's a crazy Monday.
Justin Winter, that is a crazy Monday. I think we got more of him. Oh, this might be, what do I call it now? Now I'm fucking it up. Because they used to be a couple and then they came on our podcast. Mm-hmm. Couples that come on our podcast seems to backfire.
No, that's not true. I mean, it's happened to a couple of them. But not all of them.
Who?
Well.
Sorry.
Shannon and Andy have been on like 3 times.
Oh, Shannon and Andy.
They're all good.
They're the saviors.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play something from them next.
Okay.
After we get done with Justin.
Okay.
Or this might be Justin or this might be Michelle. Let's see. Because Justin Winter used to have a tattoo place that went with Michelle's Curiosity Shop.
Wunderkammer.
Wunderkammer. And we talked to her about some dead bodies, I presume. Let me check my notes.
It's like you're meeting somebody at a fancy party. Like, dead bodies, I presume.
Do you want to do, like, a fucking consultation with me right now?
Yeah, yeah.
So people can see.
Dude, yeah.
Yes. Because I could tell you.
Yeah, yeah. So I come to the,
Do you have an idea?
American Ritual Tattoo, yes.
Hold on. Can he be Drew Carey and I be Ryan Stiles?
I don't know who Ryan Stiles is. But yeah, I think so. I think it's okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, we're doing,
Yes.
I'm doing the British one.
You're the tall dude. I love the tall dude.
Okay, cool.
So what do I do? Do I work at the tattoo shop or am I with him?
You can be me.
You're the host of the show.
Oh, Drew Carey, that's right.
Okay.
Put on some weight.
Step up to the
put on some weight and then get rid of it.
All right.
Price is right.
It's going to take me a minute to stand up.
Do something weird.
Post the price.
Hang on, I got to do a buzz cut back here.
All right. Is this, wait, Family Feud? Is this what we're doing?
Price is right.
We're playing a game called I Want to Get a Tattoo.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Okay,
great. Game on.
Jeremy, you're going to be the customer who comes in.
Right. Got it.
You will be the guy that works at the tattoo shop.
Oh, big fucking surprise.
Ryan Stiles.
Why do you always stereotype me, the tattoo artist, to be the guy that works at the tattoo shop? Because I know, man, I quit. I'm going to go fucking write for SNL again.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Do you want to finish this skit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. contract.
All right.
Yeah. This guy.
Okay, so you're the tattoo artist. He's coming in. He's not sure what he wants. So he doesn't have a drawing or anything else. So
I have a drawing. I know what I want.
You do?
Oh, wait. You're the boss.
I'm Drew Carey. You just fucking threw me under the bus.
I'm so bad at improv. There's something like I got an allergy to it. For like, say yes. Yes, and.
But the
yes
podcast
and.
Is improv.
No, we're doing improv.
I know.
Oh,
I every time.
Yeah, the whole time.
You're like, I'm allergic to improv. Uh-huh, sure.
You are lying. I'm on the whole other time, it's all good.
Yeah, like, woo, we can be funny as hell.
And then I'm just trying to be a dick. I got a drawing. I got everything.
I know what I want.
This guy's lying. I don't know who this guy is. Who let this guy in
Why
here?
Is Drew Carey at your fucking tattoo
Why
job?
Is Drew Carey sitting in the chair next to us not even getting a tattoo?
I didn't even come in with him.
Ready?
Yeah.
I don't have a drawing and I don't know what I want, but I got a lot of skin and I'm here for you.
All right, go.
Okay. Hey, tattoo guy.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm Justin. What's your name?
I'm Jeremy. And I want a tattoo.
Jeremy, you are clearly 12 years old. Get the fuck out of my shop.
Why
do we keep coming?
Dude, with a beard like that and shit, that's burly.
Dude, that was the fucking improv, see?
Uh-huh.
Improv monster. Let's go back.
Well, because the thing is, you totally like sound like the 12-year-old kid in like the G.I. Joe PSA.
Yeah,
you
know totally.
We can spray paint this bike inside the closed door garage.
Come on, Billy.
It's okay.
Man, right before it shuts. Boots. Yeah, you just see boots. Dude lifts it up and just shoots the shit out of him with the M60.
Well, that's the HBO version.
Oh yeah, we never had HBO.
Yeah, I just had the regular G.I. Joe.
Let's go back to our tattoo consultation game show. Candy Teeth Radio.
Bing! Here. I'm lonely. Here's how it really goes down.
Okay.
So, but for real, Jeremy, have you been thinking of a tattoo lately?
Yeah.
What have you been thinking of?
It's Mike Tyson, and he's in, like, a toga.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I thought of this for years.
Okay.
And after
you're thinking chest piece?
After I saw the documentary, it's on my back.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Back piece, that's right.
And so he has his left hand up, right? Mm-hmm. And he's looking towards the, like, Jesus sun is coming through the clouds, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
With the rays.
God fingers,
dude. I loved it. I never ever heard that. And it was like a perfect, it's like one of those things that are a perfect name.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then there's silhouetted in the background. It's just flocks of pigeons, right?
Mm-hmm.
All around. And there's a couple up close that you can see the detail on.
Okay. Is Tyson, is he fuzzy? Or is he in focus?
No, he's in focus. He's the main. He's like the whole thing.
He's the shit.
Yeah, he's the angel. He's the archangel is what this picture is.
I thought, she said, is Mike Tyson fuzzy?
Yeah.
I was all,
don't they shave him up real good?
I don't know. I never thought about how fuzzy Mike Tyson is.
I don't know. Yeah.
Aw, oh, fuzzy little Mike Tyson.
The Archangel.
Yeah.
All right.
And so the pigeons are in the background. He's here, and he just has scars and just...
He's war torn.
Cut, yeah, from just the stuff he's had to go through. Yeah.
Cool. I love it as a back piece.
Yeah.
I think that maybe the piece could be condensed a little more. If you're wanting... you know, all that going on, you don't want to put 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag.
Ooh.
So.
The best part about the 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag was me going, ooh, after that. That was not the correct reaction.
No. Do they have 5-pound bags meant for shit?
I don't know, but I've heard that saying. I think that's a country saying. These people are from the South.
Okay.
They have good sayings.
They got some good sayings for sure.
They have some bad sayings, too.
Yeah, I've heard some of those.
So let's get back to my consultation. I'm getting excited.
All right.
About my Mike Tyson tattoo.
Get your new ink. All right.
He was saying I should condense it down. Maybe not a full back piece. Okay.
Maybe not so many details.
Yeah, he's trying to, I think he's trying to just make it a little easier drawing.
You know, I mean...
But that's part of it.
Yeah. Plus, maybe he doesn't want to, you know, make it this crazy elaborate thing and charge, and, you know, cost you like bazillions of dollars. And he's like, well, I mean, you know, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Let's get back to fake land.
All right, fake land.
Let's try and focus on Mike Tyson as the Archangel.
Right.
And maybe slow it down with the doves in the background.
Turn down the volume on everything else.
Yeah, maybe simplify the background a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or have one dove if there's...
They're pigeons.
Oh, pigeons.
Sorry.
Okay, so you're going for like street pigeons, like New York style.
Like a statue?
Flying rats.
Flying rats.
Maybe he's holding
one. What if, yeah.
Oh, that's what's in his hand.
Yeah. Or it could be on his shoulder.
Yeah. Or, I like it with just one.
Yeah.
Maybe he's holding
If it's a battle pigeon, he could be riding a saddled up pigeon.
Uh-oh.
And because of your skin tone, we can totally do color.
Yeah.
Do you hear how badass this tattoo is becoming?
Yeah, so now it's him riding a battle pigeon?
Yeah, like a mechanical battle pigeon made from assembly. Oh, spoiler alert.
We better get back to what he said.
I think Mike Tyson riding a pigeon to battle could be epic. And then you frame it in with the kind of an archway, like he's coming out of or going into heaven.
Yes.
Or you could have it like he's flying towards heaven and have him coming out of flames. And
that says it all right there.
Yeah.
That says it all right there, because that's what he comes from.
Okay.
You know, and that's what he fought through to get to where he's at.
You know, I don't know if
Mike Tyson, not
if
me.
You're married to the back, but that's a piece that could definitely communicate well with the arm.
Oh,
your
upper
nature.
Arm.
Yeah.
Elbow to shoulder. You know, when you're deciding on the location of a tattoo,
yeah,
you want it to flatter the body part. So you want it to wear well, and you got to think of your body as broken up into individual canvases.
Yeah.
So, and that move, and they all have flow to them, you know?
Right.
So what I would like to do is, sanitize you.
Yeah.
Booze up your skin a bit, and then take some Sharpies to you, and we'll do a mock-up and see what the best position would be for the pigeon and Mike Tyson and the flames, to where it's going to have movement and flatter your body.
Yeah.
Flatter my body, baby.
That's right. You got to make it look good.
I'm about to really get that tattoo. It's not even a joke. I'm going to post that picture. Dude, riding the battle pigeon? Did you hear how he transformed my idea? It was impressive to me.
Yeah.
I was like, I see how you're like a badass tattoo dude.
Yeah.
Because you just take it and you just go with it. He has that crazy imagination.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. Like, his brain just doesn't stop.
Yeah. Justin Winter, you have a gold mine of an imagination.
That's no truer statement.
And thanks for the fake consultation.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Now we're going to move on.
Okay.
And we're going to go to Colin Scott Reynolds. I love this guy. He's a musician. Badass singer.
Yeah.
He's done all kinds of stuff. He just had that movie out about him. A little short movie. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
Yeah, it was good.
Excuse us,
we're experiencing technical difficulties. Join us after the break.
Take a little break.
A little Foley break.
Is that what it's called?
The sound artist that did the footsteps?
Oh, yeah. Dude, it sounds like a real bomb.
They're really good.
When I played it, when I first downloaded all those sound effects, I was like, whoa, it just sounds like a real bomb. It's a dude with a piece of PVC doing something weird.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is it's like, it's all magic what they do, and like, I was thinking like, oh, I'm gonna look that up, and I was like, I don't wanna know what makes that sound.
Keep the magic alive.
Keep the magic alive when I watch the movie.
Nice. So, let's get to this Colin Scott Reynolds.
Colin Scott Reynolds, the golden voice.
The golden voice. Can you shut the door?
Damn it. Didn't I already do this?
I don't know. I thought you did. When you went through it.
I shut the outside door.
I see. So, Colin Scott Reynolds live. He has a huge button that says, every day?
Question mark. He does.
I know, it's awesome.
It invites all kinds of commentary.
He loves it. He loves the attention.
I don't know if he wears it still, does he?
I think so. I think every day.
When did you first notice music other than being like just like something that was happening?
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of records that like affected me really heavily in my adolescence. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I didn't understand what was happening on a record until I made one. Mm-hmm. And even when I made one, I was in the studio for, gosh, I think at least 9 months, like solid. I was like writing a record in the studio on the graces of a very good man. And he just like put up with a lot, and I was like 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
And just like figuring it out. And I didn't realize that, like, the process of songwriting went beyond, like, you know, you pick up your guitar, you sing your song, and you play, you know, your little rhythm part, and then, like, the band just plays, right? Like, that's what happens. Like, a record is just, like, when the band plays.
Yeah.
not realizing, like, oh, no, you gotta, like, arrange things. And, like, if you envision, like, strings or a keyboard or, like, any element whatsoever. Like,
or if you want to, like, there to plan. Actually be a band.
Yeah, if you want there to be a band, there's some planning involved in that. Especially if there's some things you can't play. Yeah, when I first started to do that, the producer I was working with handed me an album that he thought, like, would really resonate with me because of the sounds that I was starting to make, especially after a long time in the studio. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. It was Zach Barnell, in fact, and we sat down at his house way back when he was a bachelor. He had, like, a great hi-fi system at his place. Anyway, I sit down in his living room.
Right.
And he puts on a CD that I've never seen or heard of, and he starts playing it for me, and we go to track one, track two, track three, track four, and we're just, like, talking. As it goes, it's a really cool record. I'm, like, really into it. I'm like, whoa, it's, like, kind of blowing my mind. We get to track nine, and the record is Heartbreaker by Ryan Adams, and it's a beautifully produced album. One of my favorites, just, like, such smooth, delicate, like, dynamic mixing. Like, it's honestly one of the quieter records that I like. Like, it's one of those records, like, you turn it on, like, you hang out, like, turn up track one and turn down track four, and, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, mm-hmm. It, like, tracks, like, 13 through 17, you definitely have to, like, turn, like, all the way up. It's just
go time.
One of those records. But we got to track nine, and I'll never forget, like, we get to the end of track nine, and, like, I was, like, sitting there, like, really thinking really hard, and I was, like, going through a lot of stuff when I was writing the album, as you do when you're writing albums, and he's like, dude, pause the album, dude, I don't know what you're going through right now, but I know this dude does, and as your friend, I'm gonna play you that last track. And he presses play. And I wasn't 30 seconds in before. I was just fucking bawling.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole experience with that album and realizing, like, just, like, the dynamic, like, we get to track nine. And the record is Heartbreaker by Ryan Adams. And it's a beautifully produced album. One of my favorites. Just, like, such smooth, delicate, like, dynamic mixing. Like, it's honestly one of the quieter records that I like. Like, it's one of those records, like, you turn it on, like, you hang out, like, turn up track one and turn down track four, and, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, mm-hmm. It, like, tracks, like, 13 through 17, you definitely have to, like, turn, like, all the way up. It's just
go
one of those records. But we got to track nine, and I'll never forget, like, we get to the end of track nine, and, like, I was, like, sitting there, like, really thinking really hard. And I was, like, going through a lot of stuff when I was writing the album, as you do when you're writing albums, and he's like, dude, pause the album. Dude, I don't know what you're going through right now, but I know this dude does. And as your friend, I'm going to play you that last track again. And he presses play. And I wasn't 30 seconds in before. I was just fucking bawling.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole experience with that album and realizing, like, just, like, the dynamic, like, crescendo that came to, like, that track 9 on that 17-track record
mm-hmm.
that happened to me in that very special moment in my life.
Right.
Like, that is record production.
Right.
Ooh.
Wow.
That was deep.
Mm-hmm.
What is that song, though?
I have no idea.
Does it suck? What if it just sucks? It's like the worst song ever made. You go listen to it, and it just sucks.
Well, I mean, then maybe he sees something we don't. Maybe we're not as smart as we think.
What is the... What did he say that... It was Ryan Adams.
I know, I kept thinking Bryan Adams, that dude from the 80s.
Yeah, that's all I thought in the real... in the original podcast.
Yeah, you're like,
I was like, oh, weird.
That's weird. Bryan Adams, huh?
Number 9, huh? I think I'll check this out. I think I looked it up even, like, afterwards.
But you were looking for Bryan Adams.
Yeah. And I was looking at, like, track 9 on, like, some albums and see what's up. It's not the same thing.
You're like, man, I'm going to do all the track 9s on every Bryan Adams album until I can find one that's kind of cool and be like, is this the one you're talking about, Colin? Like, email him the link and shit.
I want to play the song, though. Should we look it up real quick?
Sure.
So it's Ryan Adams.
Right, not Bryan.
Not Bryan Adams. And the track is called...
To Be the One.
To Be the One.
Right, let's hear it.
Let's check it out. What's he talking about? What's Colin Scott Reynolds talking about?
Pills I got, they asked me, let's go out for a while. And the knives up in the kitchen are all too dull to smile. In the sun, it tries to warn me, boy, those wings are made of wax. While the things I do to kill me, they just tell me to relax. But oh, Cinderella, all dressed up in all your boots and all your charms, I'm not the fellow to protect you or to keep you from all your harm. I don't know which is worse, wake up and see the sun, or to be the one, be the one that's gone. In the empty bottle, it misses you, yet I'm the one that it's talking to. And with you and I, just barely strangers, I'm pretty much just left a fool. But damn, don't the streets feel empty though? Just wandering around here without you. Oh, the empty bottle, it misses you. And I'm the one it's talking to. And I don't know which is worse, to wake up and see the sun, or to be the one, be the one that's gone.
That was awesome.
Yeah, nice.
That was not Bryan Adams.
No, not even close. I could see why Colin was into that.
That's what I was saying the whole time in my head.
That was cool. Thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I'm going to have to listen to more Ryan Adams. Check it out.
No B.
No B's, please. So let's go back to Colin Scott Reynolds. Let's see what this clip is going to be. Hopefully it's him singing. I think it is him singing. Let's see. You ready?
Yeah.
I got one more voicemail. That's just a voicemail. I won't fuck with it at all.
Sure.
That's all it is.
All right.
You trust me on the side of my glasses?
I trust you all day long.
I trust
every day.
All day.
Every day?
Every day?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day. As an artist, as soon as somebody knows you're an artist, the word artist, now, whenever something happens, they think of you, right? So it probably works with singer too, though, where they're like, "Hey, my grandma's dying. Can you come sing her a song?" Not yet.
Things like that have happened.
Yeah,
been asked to sing at a couple funerals.
So I'll get all kinds of crazy shit, but this is one that it's really funny. You believe me? You know, I don't think you believe me.
No, not really. I gotta.
You're just ready.
Yeah,
we're just ready.
Primed.
Oh, okay. Ready?
Ready.
Jeremy, hey, it's Obi Dallas, buddy. We played golf. I'm the guy down BB McGraw. How's it going, man? I have got next Saturday something I think that might be right up your alley. I've got a black light party I'm doing down here at BB. And I'm looking for a body painter. And I was wondering if you'd like to paint on a bunch of gorgeous women's bodies. Of course, it's a paid gig. Tell you what, this is my cell phone number. 25. Would love to have you come down, man. I think we'd have an absolute blast. I think it'd be great fun. Give me a jingle. Talk to you later. Bye.
See what I got to go through?
All right. That was on Colin Scott Reynolds' episode. But that was more just my voicemails.
So how was that body painting gig?
I didn't do it.
What a weird thing. So, like, you know, he's got to get the girls to do this, too. You know what I'm saying? So he's, like, leaving similar messages. Like, hey, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
Like.
Jana.
Jana, I thought you were looking really good. You know, like, we have this thing. I got this blacklight party, you know, blah, blah, blah. We got a body painter.
Down here at BB McGraw's.
Yeah, we got. down, BB's going to be there himself.
If you could come down and just get naked, I got this buddy that I golf with. He could paint on you.
Yeah, he's gonna paint on you.
He's a painter. He can paint.
Yeah, I've seen him do it. So, what do you think? Give me a ring.
Give me a ring. Give me a call back. Give me a jingle. that was great. So I have a couple more Colin Scott Reynolds.
A couple more?
No. But at least one.
Okay, so we have learned a little secret. I mean, I don't know how big of a secret this is.
Yeah.
About Colin.
Yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a secret, maybe it's not.
I mean, it came out pretty easy.
Yeah, maybe it's not very well known.
That's true.
So, and it's a little personal, but he revealed to us in this clip. Check it out.
Like, you don't got
it. You got one?
I do.
What happened?
And another one?
Cancer and then popped it off?
Yeah.
And then no cancer?
Yeah.
That's so good, though.
Oh, shit.
It's so good. That's just a happy story. Oh. Let's hear it one more time.
Okay.
So, let's take it from the top one more time.
Okay.
Because it is a happy story.
It is a happy story.
You don't
got one?
I do.
What happened?
And another cancer. One?
Cancer and then popped it off?
Yeah.
And then no cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's red.
It's so good. That story is such a good ending. Dude, this is fun. And I love it that people are listening. I'm taking a minute to get sentimental.
You getting sentimental?
Yeah, real quick. I'll try to get away from the fucking... It's such a happy story, but...
It's so good, but, you know, I mean... It's probably not the ideal situation for anyone, of course.
No.
But it's got a good ending, apparently.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any... He could just be, you know, blowing smoke at us. We don't know.
Oh, what? He has two nuts the whole time, and he's just with his buddies. Like,
maybe he's got extra. He's got three. Who knows? I don't know. He's like...
I like that. I could see him doing that, too.
These podcast idiots will believe anything you tell them.
So we have to have him back in here, and we'll hold him down, and I'll just check it out. Check out the situation.
Hmm.
So we can get the facts.
Hmm. Maybe I don't care that much. To, like, sexually assault him and find out.
All right, dude. Nobody's ever down. Every time I think of any sexual assault thing, nobody's ever down.
Yeah, every time you bring it up on the podcast, everyone just, like, poo-poos that line of conversation.
No.
I wonder why. It's weird.
It is weird.
Huh. Well, you know, maybe Colin wants to sing us a song.
Oh, yeah, we got Colin will sing us out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wrap this up. We got a bunch of these mixtapes.
Yeah, you can't just have one mixtape.
No way. And there's so much, man, you should hear all these people talking shit when I was going through these. It's awesome. It's like files.
The talking shit archives?
People just come and get their files taken. It's awesome.
Yeah, but and like it's no thing.
Like it's just no thing. Like, hey, tell me your darkest, deepest secrets, please, into this recorder in a closet. And people are like, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Can I bring my girlfriend?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, cool. Anyways, we love all of you.
Yeah.
And Wichita, Kansas is a hot spot. We love all of you in, where was it? Kenya?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it? What was the other one?
There
was
San Jose.
San Jose, there's some hits.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some hits in New York since Casey was on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
A couple out there.
Well, hello to everyone out there. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, so
drop us an email, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can drop us an email. I always forget to say that. Always. Every time. I've never said that. Drop us an email. Tell us what you want us to talk about, or who you are, and we'll talk about you.
Yeah, be careful, because you might end up on the show.
Yeah, get your files taken.
KNTheRadio.
@gmail.com.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and stay alive.
KNT Creative.
Wait a minute, you don't have to stay alive, we're going to listen to this song.
Well, they should still stay alive for this song.
Oh yeah, stay alive for this song, and then...
And more mixtapes to come.
Yeah. Just stay alive for everything.
Yeah.
All right. Colin, are you in the corridor?
I feel like I didn't understand what was happening.
Can you start playing? Thanks.
Take me to life.
Recorded from the corridor upstairs.
The Grand Corridor.
The Grand Corridor. We have to get more people up there playing.
Yeah, we do.
I think that's easy, though.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you like that, like what you hear, you should check out Colin and his music. He's,
Is he on Bandcamp?
He's on Bandcamp, I believe, and he's on SoundCloud under the name ILO.
It's letter
I-L-O-W.
I-L-O-W.
He's also in a band called Bolo here in Tacoma, B-O-L-O, and I think he's got a solo record coming out this year, too, so.
Who else was on here? Justin Winter's on the loose. Who else was on here in the beginning? Larkin.
Larkin.
Wow. Thanks for coming on, Larkin. That one is still one of my favorites ever,
mm-hmm.
And I was glad to go over it again.
And we're sorry that we recorded you and you didn't know, but we're not really that sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right, well. We'll talk to you guys again. Have a good one. Is that how it ends? I think that's how it ends.
Yeah, you never know how the mixtape's going to end, how much room exactly you're going to have at the end of the tape.
Ooh, that's true. It's all, I should cut it off. It may go, make a tape noise.
The mixtape.